Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. You've heard me talk about my dog Tucker a lot on this podcast, and it's hard to imagine our family now without the joy that this little field spaniel has brought to our daily lives. That's when we were approached about advertising Superfood Complete on the show, and I said, well, yes, of course. Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she is seeing more and more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America, just like my dog Tucker, are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com. That's BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe today. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Been a while. Look, 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 look.
Not bad.
I tell you what, getting better and better. Charge, how's it going, eh? Cold up there?
Well,
is it cold up there or what?
I woke up this morning to negative 14, and that's not the wind chill. Because I know, although I think we've softened you on the wind chill thing a little bit, but no, that was the regular old temperature, 14 below zero.
Negative 14, and you've had worse, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
You're like,
this isn't the top 100 days for me as a lifelong Minnesotan. No.
All right. So are you of the mindset of minus 14, positive 14? It doesn't matter. It's basically the same. You're indoors either way. Or does it matter at a certain point?
No, I mean, that's a big enough difference. That's a 28 degree swing. So that is a big enough difference where, you know, it really does change how long and what you can do outside. Like 14, if I want to take my dog on a short trip around the yard, you know, around the neighborhood or whatever, I can do that, right? Negative 14, nothing's moving. My dog's paws, you know, she's instantly doing like the stepping on hot lava thing with the paws, right? Like, you really can't do any of the things that you want to do outside. You can't skate, you can't ski. I mean, all that stuff's out at negative 14.
And sometimes you do outdoor stuff. You do outdoor winter stuff. Yeah.
Yes. Man, I know when I was a kid, more than now as a boring adult who mostly stays inside and watches, you know, whatever I'm watching on Netflix or whatever. But when I was a kid, it was snow football, then it was hockey, then it was skiing, then it was cross country skiing.
Snow football. Yeah.
Oh, so
baby.
Much snow football, Zabe. And the snow, here's the great thing about snow football. that nobody talks about. And A, people should talk about snow football more often. You can play tackle snow football, but we never play tackle in the summer because
really?
You get hurt too much. But tackle in the winter because everybody's moving so slow. You have your snow boots. No, your moon boots. Do you remember the moon boots, Abe?
Not only do I remember moon boots, it's hard to find them now.
Yes,
I don't know where you. Well, I don't know where you get those type of boots. The lightweight foam, just sort of. These boots are built for one thing: keeping you warm in the snow.
Yes, and they had the thick sole with the big knobs underneath and stuff, and yeah. So everybody was wearing. You're wearing layers. You're wearing coats. You're wearing the scarf. You might have the full snowmobile suit on, the moon boots, and then you could tackle. And that in the snow, and you'd fall on snow. So we were able to play tackle football in the winter, and then we played two-hand touch all summer. That was summer here in Minnesota.
Yeah, them were the days, right? Do you ever see any kids actually playing a pickup game of football in an open space, a field, anywhere, a park?
No,
ever.
And I did all the time. It was backyards, it was fields, outlots, wherever we could find space to play, we did. And you know what? It's a great topic. I don't know. I feel like everybody's got to be so organized now.
Yeah.
Do kids just play pickup football game? I don't think so.
I think it's pretty rare. Oh, yeah, all the time, of course. But remember, back in the day, there was nothing to do. Compared to today, there was nothing.
When there's everything to do. Here's my favorite pickup football story for you.
Okay.
For 2 years, third and fourth grade, my dad got transferred to Memphis, Tennessee. So I mentioned I'm a lifelong Minnesotan. It's almost true. It's not quite true, but almost true. Third and fourth grade. And I'm playing pickup football in the backyard with my neighbors and stuff. And car pulls up and it's just some guy and he's just watching us play. And about 20 minutes later, he comes up to me and only me, not any of my buddies. And he says, I'm coaching fourth grade football team. Are you fourth grade and do you want to play on the team? I got recruited out of my backyard.
And so I joined
the team right then and there. And, got my mom. And mom comes out. They talk to the guy. And the next thing you know, we're out shopping for shoulder pads and helmets. And I joined the team.
Oh,
I was the starting
God.
Running back the next week.
Oh, my God. Wow. What a Cinderella story that is. Nowadays, they'd report that guy for, stalking children or something, right?
They might.
Oh, my God. All right. Your thoughts on Championship Sunday?
Okay. Well, let's start with Eagles and Niners. I had picked the Eagles to represent the NFC. I was rooting for the Eagles. I'm glad they won, and I think they would have won even without the Brock Purdy obviously
injury.
But I'm sad. I'm really sad that it went down that way.
You don't know that, by the way. I think they would have won even with you. You've been like, it's unknowable, basically.
Well,
by the way, why are you glad they won? Why is anyone ever glad Philly wins unless you're from Philly?
Well, because
they killed the Vikings
at the time. Well, no, that's the opposite reason to root for Philly. But I care about this, and maybe you don't, Zabe. All summer long, I'm beating the drum for Philly. I'm like, Philly's the best team, but on my hits on KFAN that I'm doing every week and everything.
Right.
Every time we're speculating about what team's going to be really good, who do the Vikings have to get by to get in the playoffs, all this stuff. I'm like, Philly, 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 Philly. And so there's part of me that wanted it to come true. Nobody cares. Nobody remembers except me. But I care. I want to be right.
There's nothing wrong with rooting for your predictions. In our business, we root for predictions. There's no question about that.
I can't root for the Vikings.
Even though, by the way, nobody keeps track. And even if they did keep track, they wouldn't fucking care. That's the thing.
Right.
Nobody is hanging on. Boy, that Charge is a great prognosticator. Make sure to write a letter to the station and tell them you ought to give him more airtime, man. He's a good prognosticator.
Yeah. Nobody cares, sadly enough. But yeah, that's why I was rooting for Philly, is just for my own stupid ego.
It's a little game we play where you try to be right. You'd like to be right. Being right validates you as, hey, you were paying attention during class, the class mm-hmm. known as Football 2022. Congratulations.
And as it turns out, listeners to radio stations and podcasts mostly don't even care if you're right. They just care if you're entertaining. At the end of the day, that's all that matters is right. Are you entertaining? They would much rather have you be entertaining and wrong than be boring and be right.
And the funny thing is, every now and then, people get on kicks where they're mad you're not talking enough about this team or that team or whatever sport, or they don't like the fact that you went astray from straight sports, and they'll make sure to criticize you for it. But then you're like, yeah, but you're listening, aren't you? You were listening enough to know that we didn't talk about X or Y or Z, mm-hmm. not just mm-hmm. today, but also in segment 3 of hour 2 yesterday. So something tells me I've already got you. Something tells me I'm compelling enough to keep you from turning away.
See, here on our station at KFAN in Minneapolis, we have now denigrated those listeners so much and so widely.
Oh, really?
About
what do you
sports,
mean denigrated?
Sports.
Publicly,
it's got to be all sports.
You publicly shame them?
Absolutely.
Call them out by name and say, you losers.
Yep, we'll read their emails or their tweets about how we're not doing enough about sports, and now they don't do it. You know, they just accept the fact that KFAN is a well-rounded guy talk station and that you might get politics, you might get an author, you might get anything, and you might get a whole segment on Hedley Lamarr. And you know what?
Whoa.
That's what you get.
Hedley Lamarr, not Hedley yes. Lamarr.
Yeah, thank you. It's my own. You think I would know the difference.
You botched your own thing.
I botched my own bit. I did. I botched my own bit. That's terrible.
Shit.
Yes. And so we've managed to flip the script on our listeners that way, which is great.
Well, that is good because it should be that way. It should be a station. The format should be guys who love sports, but it's guys first. So yes. You're going to talk about guy things. Like, we spent a decent amount of time on my show this morning talking about the cold snap that took it down to 14 below. Well, actually about the same, about 9, 10 below in the Milwaukee area.
Mm-hmm.
And my poll question this morning was, how do you feel about it? How do you feel about weather like this, cold snaps, living in Wisconsin? Is it A, I love it, bring it on? Is it B, meh, plus 10, minus 10, same thing? Or is it C, I'm logging onto Zillow right now.
You know, it's always the people who move away. It's largely it's as you get older, you get I'm done with this shit. I'm done shovel. I've done my 40 years of shoveling. I'm out. It's I think, you know, and that's starting to hit me now, Zabe. I had never used
really?
To be this way. It's yeah. My wife and I, it's starting to hit. We're like, man, Arizona wouldn't be so bad.
And you're not taking the Jayco camper out during the winter, I assume.
Well, not till March. Well, so we're hoping that we're going to get a warm snap in March. Because the problem is there's nowhere to go with it because the campsites aren't open. So you have to wait until you find out when the campsites are open and how far south do I have to go. Like, if I could drive in one day to Kansas City in a one long driving day, do I have anywhere to go? Is there a campsite open?
Right, what are you going to do other than freeze in your very thin-walled Jayco camper, right? Because those right. can't be that well insulated. I got to imagine a stiff winter breeze would go through that thing, you know, like shit
well,
through a tin horn.
Well, as it turns out, depending on which model you buy, we bought an Ibex that is fully insulated.
Oh.
And so we actually took it out around Halloween when the at night it was about 20 degrees.
Okay. Okay.
And okay. It ran okay. Okay. It ran okay.
About 20. Yeah. Halloween about 20. I want you yes. to take it out now.
Oh no.
Take that it out be, now. Is it in your driveway, right?
No, we got it parked at a buddy's business.
Oh, okay. Does your HOA allow for it?
We don't have an HOA, but we're
really?
not going to be
that neighbor.
That neighbor that has the RV in their part in their driveway all yeah. winter.
What yeah. if you were to park it on the street? Would that
illegal in my town?
Oh, it
can't
is.
Can't even
okay.
park your car on the street overnight.
Wow, how about that?
I know, not okay. cool.
Yeah, but it yeah. keeps your neighborhood nice though. I'm surprised your nice neighborhood has no HOA.
No, I love that. Having lived in an HOA, and I love that I didn't have to shovel and I didn't have to do my lawn, and that part was great. But I could do whatever I want with my house, which is pretty nice. Not that I really abuse that, but
what would you do with your house? How about solar panels?
Solar panels in Minnesota. What a dumb idea. Do you know how much it costs to put solar panels on your roof, Zabe?
It's expensive.
It is. The payback timeline for you to get the energy savings on the $30,000 it's going to cost to put solar panels on
106 your
roof?
Years.
No, it's like 25.
Yeah. Right. I mean, some people get off on the thought of the long game. They get off on the thought of, yeah, mock me if you want, but 25 years from now, I'll be getting free electricity.
That's right.
Okay.
there's some point, you know, where you could do that, but the costs have got to come way, way down.
Okay. Let me get back to the championship games, and let's get back to the
Do you think the fix was in, right? Hold that on. Was the big Hold talker.
On. No, the fucking fix wasn't in. Although, boy, did the Chiefs get a lot of calls.
They did.
Boy, I got a lot of calls.
A lot of calls.
As I said to one of our colleagues who didn't want to hear my arguments about it, I said, look, just look at the calls and be honest. In almost every case, it was, you know, Chiefs make a penalty, let it play, and then the Bengals do similar, and they're like, by the letter of the law, you know, whether it was right. intentional grounding or holding or whatever. It's a tough deal. If I was a Bengal fan, I would feel completely jobbed, and I'm sure I would feel like the fix was in and that the NFL just didn't want us 2 years in a row because we're Cincinnati. We're a small market. Even though it doesn't matter. The market doesn't matter for the Super Bowl, obviously. Green Bay is a tiny market, probably smaller than Cincinnati, but they're iconic, so they'd be happy to have them there. It's interesting. I don't think the NFL has ever had a really small market that was good enough to be back there on a repeated basis, other than Buffalo. Buffalo's a pretty small market. They went there 4 years in a row. Right.
Yeah. I mean, Vikings went 4 years and four times. You know, so granted, this is the '70s, but you
prehistoric
know,
times.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. And you're right. It doesn't really matter which teams go. I don't think. I mean, is anybody going to not go to the Super Bowl party because a small market team was in? No, you're going to go. You're going to go. No matter. You know, you're going to. I don't think it changes any of the dynamics of the Super Bowl really. Which teams are in and which aren't. They, you know, sure, that is it good for the league to have Patrick Mahomes in? Hell yeah. The league could take that. But it's not like it's going to hurt. The Super Bowl's not going to suffer because it doesn't have Patrick Mahomes in.
No, absolutely not. If it had been the Jaguars and the Bengals, I can assure you the Bengals would have gotten all the calls. Right?
And that, it could have been the Jaguars, too.
I know. I mean, if
not
given.
Impossible scenario.
No, if given the choice, if given the option, I'm sure the league would have preferred Cincinnati and Joe Burrow over Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars, but I don't think they really care. I don't think that's the case. Let me get back to Purdy for a second. So you say you think they would have won even with Purdy in there. It's kind of an unknowable thing, to be honest. But that said, what are the Niners going to do now at quarterback? What a mess. You know, Garoppolo's a free agent. Mm-hmm. Trey Lance is still recovering from his ankle surgery. Now you've got Purdy on the shelf for a minimum of 6 months, maybe more with, I don't know, Tommy John surgery. What do you do? You've got the rest of a Super Bowl team sitting there on your plate.
Had Brock Purdy played well, stayed healthy and played well, the overwhelming consensus, and me too, believe that they would trade Trey Lance and get some, you know, get a second round pick on your first round investment and let somebody else figure out whether or not the kid can play. But as it stands now with Brock Purdy on the shelf for 6 months, which granted it means he'll be back for training camp, but he won't be able to participate in any of your offseason stuff. There's still a lot of unknowns about Brock Purdy. I think the only answer now, because Trey Lance is on his rookie deal and he's cheap comparatively at the quarterback position, is you keep both guys and you just go, look, it's an open competition. Whoever can come back healthiest and ready for week one, you're our guy.
No,
so
I
now
think
you
that's
just, you keep both guys.
I think that's of course, I think that's the default position. I was actually hinting at, do you make a run at one of the two old goats, Brady or Rodgers. Because if ever there was a team to fit the profile of a one-year rental, it's the Niners.
Yep. Agreed. But do they have to do that? I mean, here they were, you know, as you're just saying, and not inaccurately, if Brock Purdy plays that whole game, who knows, right? Maybe they're in the Super Bowl this week. So couldn't you come back and say a second year of Brock Purdy healthy should be able to get us roughly to the same spot?
Sure, possibly. But you don't know if he's going to be healthy. Here's what I look at. How different, if at all, are the Niners to what the Broncos were with Manning his final year? Manning was a ride-along on that awesome Denver team.
Absolutely, yes.
And I think either Brady or Rodgers for 1 year would give the Niners more than Manning gave his final year in Denver.
Well, agreed. I mean, Manning was just a ride-along. And remember, a lot of people thought that their backup quarterback, do you remember who the Broncos backup was that year that started all those games and then parlayed that into a big contract? That terrible quarterback.
Brock Osweiler?
Yes, that's exactly it. Brock Osweiler. Yes. A lot of people thought Brock Osweiler was the better quarterback at that point and should have been the Super Bowl quarterback that year.
The Texans paid him up and he stunk.
Oh, remember the Texans had to pay to get rid of him?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, were they paid? Was it the Browns, I think, that took a bunch of picks to take on the contract? You never see that in the NFL. Oh, that's
exactly. So, you there?
Brady. Yeah, I'm here. Brady. Sorry. Okay. Brady to San Francisco or Rodgers to San Francisco. One, you got to upend your salary cap and pay these guys, you know, requisite money from what they're used to. And I don't even know how affordable that is. And in the case of Rodgers, you got to give something up, right? I know Packer fans think that they're going to get first round picks, maybe even multiple first round picks. I don't think so. You're going to have to give something up to do that. And I don't think the 49ers feel like they have to do any of those things.
Yeah. All right, so let's say the Chiefs don't win the Super Bowl. Where do you think they'll stand in terms of perception that they would have been three times, lost two of the three, had five home AFC title games in a row, and would have only squeezed out of that five-year run one title?
Yeah, I was talking about this before the AFC Championship game. Like, if Patrick Mahomes loses here, he starts to get some of the Rodgers on him at that stage. You know, now that you're getting a lot of the same things people have said about Aaron Rodgers with all of those playoff appearances and just one Super Bowl victory, that would have started to be more of the conversation about Patrick Mahomes. You know, you can be the most talented quarterback to ever play the position, but not be a guy that can deliver Super Bowls, plural, at the height of your powers. And that would have been more of the storyline, and it still might be if he goes belly up here.
Yeah. You know what they need in the NFL is what they have in hockey called the e-bug. Aware of what the e-bug is?
I don't think so.
The emergency backup goalie.
Goaltender, yeah.
Occasionally this happens, and apparently Scott Lynn, our friend, clued me into this, saying this happened recently, that there was an e-bug that got into a game for Edmonton. And if you don't know what an e-bug is, it's like in the NHL, there's only two goalies dressed for every game, but every now and then a guy pulls his hamstring, the second guy then, you know, loses an eye or can't play or whatever. So you got to have a guy who can play goalie. And for those that don't know hockey, regular skaters, they don't know how to get the goalie pads on and do all the goalie skating stuff. Right. I mean, yeah.
Yes, they can't play the position any better than me and you could play the position.
Right. So this guy, Matt Berlin, was the e-bug, the emergency backup goalie for the Oilers, and he was pressed into duty after goalie Stuart Skinner came down with an early illness in the day. And he saw some ice time against the Blackhawks in a 7-3 victory. Whoa. If only the NFL had e-bug quarterbacks, where you could be like, okay, we're out of quarterbacks. Get in there and see what you can do. It's a little bit more complicated, though, because you got to know the playbook, the calls, the checks, and everything else.
Yeah, it is. I get it. I mean, but that part does make it pretty tough. But your emergency guy is going to know that stuff way better than Christian McCaffrey did, right? McCaffrey took at least a couple of snaps out of quarterback.
Yeah. Are you a body language guy? Are you part of the body language police as a sports fan watching on TV? Do you know what I'm saying when I talk about being...
Totally.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yes. Now, I know what you're talking about, but I try to resist it because I think it's very hard to know what's inside somebody's head. And it looks like they're going through the motions, that they don't care, but how do you really know that? And fans love to grab onto that stuff, Zabe. I think it's slippery slope, and I try not to do it.
Yeah, it's really bad. That said, I thought the images and the clips of Jimmy Garoppolo smiling and laughing, literally standing in front of Christian McCaffrey and Kyle Juszczyk trying to figure out the playbook, like me looking at some kind of mechanic manual for an automobile, like, oh, what is the Johnson flange? Do we take that off first? I thought that was a terrible look. I think they needed to fake a degree of somberness, like, fuck, we were going to go to the Super Bowl, and now we're out of quarterback. Shit. Instead, he was laughing. People memed that to death. Like,
they did.
When you're Jimmy G, you know you're still handsome as hell, so it doesn't really fucking matter.
It doesn't. I had a problem with that. Like, is there some requisite that if your team is losing, you have to be grim-faced the whole time? Because I don't think that is the case, that you have to sit there because your team is down by 13 points, that you have to sit there and look all pensive and worried and right. You can't crack a smile. But that seems to be what people are suggesting here.
Every fan wants to believe the players care more than they do as fans. And some do, but only in ways that they understand. Others don't so much because this is a job to them. Mm-hmm. And they may be in that city playing left tackle, wide receiver, running back, safety, whatever, for a short period of time. Then they're gone. And they didn't grow up there. When you're a fan, it's your whole life, presumably, that you've invested in the team. So there's no way a player is going to match your level of emotional commitment, right?
Correct. Correct. Yeah. Do you believe it's quasi related? You get drafted, you're a kid from Oklahoma, and you get drafted to the Giants. Do you have this obligation to adopt your new teams as you do? You need to become a Yankee fan?
No obligation.
Fan.
No obligation. However, I think if you decide to make that switch, and you stick with that switch, then that's acceptable. Maybe even a touch noble.
Yes.
But
yes.
Don't just add them as a, oh, yeah, I'm living now in Denver, so I'm also a Bronco fan, when they're good. But when they stink, I'm like, who are these guys? I don't know these guys. Yeah, you got to be in, if you ask me. You got to be in or else just stay out. Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You know, guys, when you get to be our age, finding the motivation to get back in shape can be hard. It's just plain tough to find a routine and to stick with it. Good news. FitBod is a fitness app that is anything but routine. It tailors your workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule, so you can avoid burnout. And FitBod helps keep up your momentum by mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. Best yet, FitBod has over 1,000 demonstration videos, so you can learn the right way to do each exercise. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/Zabe. That's FITBOD.ME/Zabe.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I want to go to YouTube for me.
Okay.
I'm going to have you indulge me for 52 seconds, Zabe.
I hope it's a Hedy Lamarr retrospective because that's what I live for.
Oh, that'd be a lot more than 52 minutes. All right. That's a fascinating story.
Go ahead.
Type in Patriot Piping Lingo.
Okay.
you should see...
Luxembourg, but you fucked that up.
Nope, not this one. This one.
On the hook. Now, don't overpromise this week. Sell them on the structure. You can talk about it with confidence. Keep it simple. Little something like this, John. Hey, let me walk you through our Donnelly nut spacing and crack system rim riding grip configuration. Using a field of half-C sprats, brass-fitted nickel slits, our bracketed caps, and splay-flexed brace columns, vent dampers to dampening hatch depths of 1/2 meter from the damper crown to the spur of cliff.
By the way, this is a beautifully shot office scene with the office manager in the middle of a group of professionals in their business attire with a slow camera push-in as he's going through all of these fucking piping terms.
How?
Yeah.
Well, we bolster 12 husk nuts to each girdle jerry. While flex tandems press a task apparatus of 10 vertically composited patch amplers. Then pin flam fasten pan traps at both maiden apexes of the gym joints.
Yep. That's Kurtwood Smith, who people know from That 70s Show. Awesome actor. The show is called Patriot. And when you were talking about opening up your automobile manual, and this is what goes through my mind.
God.
It's obviously
Are all those real piping terms?
None of them are real. None of them are. And Kurtwood Smith had to learn that whole thing, memorize that, and deliver it in a take.
In one take, yes.
Yes. That's, it's fantastic.
So,
and it's so well shot.
The show is called Patriot?
Patriot. This is my favorite TV show of all time. It's called Patriot. It ran for 2 seasons on Amazon.
What years?
And it is like 2019 and 2020.
Amazon original.
It is nothing short of brilliant, and it is filled with scenes just like that. And because, Zabe, you found the humor in that, this show is for you. For people that would be like,
"What's
this is stupid.
It about?
This is not your show.
What's it about? A piping company?
It is not. It is about a guy who works for the CIA. His dad is like the head of the CIA, and he's stuck doing a mission he does not want to do. He is the Patriot in the name Patriot, a mission he does not want to do. And it's about him in this unfortunate series of circumstances of him having to do what he has to do for America and doesn't want to, which doesn't sound all that compelling, but just the execution of it is top line acting and writing to the extent of which is virtually never seen on television.
Wow. Okay. I'll check it out. I like that though. And it's too bad that those terms you say are not real. There has to be a few correct terms in there.
System, rim riding, grip configuration.
Grip configuration.
Using a field of half-sea sprats and brass-fitted nickel slits, our bracketed caps and splay-flexed brace columns vent dampers to dampening hatch depths of 1/2 meter from the damper crown to the spur of plinth.
I tell you what, you go through some actual piping terms or plumbing terms. Oh, you get things like that.
And maybe parts of it are real, but my understanding is it's gibberish stuff, and it's supposed to be gibberish. Our hero, the spy, has to take a real job with this piping company that does foreign work so that he can be embedded in the away team, this company. But the company thinks he's an actual piping expert. So what he hears them saying is all of this stuff about piping. He has no idea. He's not a piping expert. He's a CIA agent. So it's all Greek to him, and he's got to try to live through it.
All right, let me try to introduce you to something that maybe you don't know about. Are you aware of the Twitter account at Dhotya, Dhotya?
I don't know, but I'm.
It's an acronym, @_Dhotya, and it stands for Did Not Happen of the Year Awards. And they basically call out people on social media who claim certain things happened. And you're like, bullshit, that didn't happen. Most of it is this insane humble bragging about your kids and saying these pearls of wisdom. And people, it's just so good because here's a classic didn't happen of the year award candidate. Bubba Watson, now of the LIV Tour, former 2-time Masters winner, right? Yeah. Bubba Watson said why he feels good about being on the LIV Tour, where they've got teams in addition to individual prizes. He said, my 10-year-old son was sitting in the bed with me, and we were watching golf on the TV, and he knew the aces. Everyone knows the aces. They keep winning. He knew the aces. He knew the stingers. And he goes on to say how, you know, my son is used to the Yankees, used to the Cowboys. He's like, that's what's great about the LIV Tour. We now have teams like other sports. People, if you go into the comments of any post about this, of any one who shared this tweet about Bubba Watson, they are savage. The responses. Oh, I mean, they are so amazing. So, yeah. So spend some time on the Didn't Happen of the Year Awards.
Didn't Happen of the Year.
Dhotya.
Where you see this a lot? Yep.
Dhotya.
There it is. Got it.
Yeah. Didn't Happen of the Year.
Oh, they got 500,000 followers.
Oh, absolutely. I'm definitely in there.
The where you see this all the time is people using their kids for props for their political beliefs.
Yes.
Like, you know, oh, I told my daughter what the Senate did and my
she's literally shaking right now.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yes, she's literally shaking right now. Yeah,
Here's one. My 2-year-old daughter just asked me, Daddy, when will the working class throw off false consciousness and seize the means of production? Somebody else just posted the gif of Ron Burgundy. I don't believe you. Which is another classic. Which could have been also, whatchamacallit, could have been Smails from Caddyshack. I don't believe it.
By the way, he is Caddyshack.
Oh, I know.
Judge Smails is the movie. And I get into this battle with people all the time about, you know, it's obviously one of the all-time greats.
Hold on a second. Hey, everybody, looks like Church actually likes a funny movie or TV show.
a comedy from the 80s.
Stand by. Oh, this is good. Yeah, do tell me. You think that movie's funny. Okay. You sure?
Yes. Well, it's an 8 out of 10. Caddyshack. It's an 8 out of 10. It's good. And it was great in its day. Great in its day.
What is your 10 out of 10? Oh, by the way. Do you have Airplane's a 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Ted Knight and Judge Smales, because every comedy, especially, you have to have the bad guy, right? You got to have the guy that you love to hate, that everybody else is better than and making fun of. Ted Knight freaking makes that movie as the bad guy, as the pompous Judge Smales.
Yeah.
His character makes that whole movie tick, and it would not have worked with Chevy Chase, you know, doing his shtick. The Bill Murray who clearly got wrote into that movie at the end of the bit. Right. I don't think Bill Murray was the plan in that movie originally. I think he just gave him a couple of scenes. Anyway, Judge Smales, Ted Knight makes that movie go.
Yeah, it's good stuff. So Super Bowl in Arizona. I'm going. I would love it if you would come out there. Yes.
What? I didn't know you were going.
I'm not going to the game. I'm going to be there to cover it for the week. My parents are out there. They've got a condo. Nobody's there. I'm like, all right, I'll come by. We got a promotion with listeners, taking them to Vegas the weekend before for the Pro Bowl games. Where do you stand on the Pro Bowl games now as the NFL has reimagined things? I hate it for this one reason. We're slipping. We're losing stuff. And now that there's no actual Pro Bowl game where there's actual tackling, it's never coming back, you know. And I'm not saying it was ever good. I'm not saying they ever really tried. But we're going one direction, and it's not forward. Sorry.
It's the game's never going to come back because nobody cared about the game. I don't think it helps. Not having it in Hawaii doesn't help or hurt. I mean, now look, we've got Tyler, not Higby. What's the Baltimore Ravens quarterback? Is there
Tyler Huntley? AFC quarterback? Tyler Huntley is the starting
Tyler
AFC
Huntley,
quarterback.
For Pete's sake,
right? Yeah, and he's going to be the starting quarterback in the 7-on-7 flag football game. That is the centerpiece.
Nobody's going to watch it. Nobody's going to watch it. Nobody's going to care.
Somebody's going to watch it. Here's what I worry about. Who's the dipshit caller who is going to call your show or mine and say,
yes,
well, we got to keep Huntley. He was a Pro Bowler last year. I mean, come on.
I'm with you. We used to get that on the Pro Bowl all the time. So that'll probably end up happening. Now, if they want to bring back Battle of the Network Stars format, now I'm interested. That to me, you remember the Battle of the Network Stars.
Yeah, absolutely. Loved it.
To have remembered it from when we were
kids. That would be fantastic, but I don't think you can resurrect that. It's here. It came, it went, it's gone. Lost to history. Although I think they've tried to resurrect that over the years.
The Battle of the Network Stars, have they?
I think so. Somebody will definitely text in and say, you know, don't forget there was this. So.
Yeah, that was the last time I cared about something like this. Do you? I mean, I never care about throwing balls into tires and, you know, that stuff. Who cares? And I would never go out of my way to, like, go to it. If it was in Minneapolis, I wouldn't go to it. If it was down the street, if it was walking distance, I wouldn't go to it.
Yeah, if it was in my backyard, I wouldn't open the curtains to my kitchen window. That's how much I don't care. All right, last item. Showtime to be renamed Paramount Plus with Showtime.
What?
Yes.
Okay. God.
This follows in a long line of name changes across all these content houses with their online product, HBO Plus, HBO Go, HBO Max. Same thing now. I mean, like, we're consumers who don't pay attention. We're not in your fucking marketing meetings. I don't know. Maybe pick a name and stick with it. Right? Would be an idea.
Well, and you know what's going to happen is 12 months from now, all the executives who had this stupid idea are all going to be let go, and they're going to go right back to where they were. This is going to be a very temporary thing, I believe, like, you know, like HBO. And that'll ultimately, it'll come and go as the executives come and go and they make these dumb decisions, and then we'll be back to where we were.
Yeah. Well,
so if I subscribe,
Paramount Plus,
does this mean
Paramount Plus with Showtime? How do you get it?
Okay.
What unlocks it? Who the fuck knows? Maybe you need a terrestrial account with a cable or satellite provider that gives you that for free. Maybe it gives you a certain level for free and then you've got to pay for extra. Maybe it gives you a certain level, but it only gives you ads with that. If you want the ad free, that's extra as well. Oh, do you want the ability to download previous season episodes? Then you have to pay for the top tier. Blah, blah, blah.
So are you going to keep DirecTV?
Have to.
You've been a staunch proponent of DirecTV more than anybody I know. When I canceled DirecTV, you said you'll come crawling back. And I did. I came crawling back to DirecTV.
Yeah.
So what is it going to be now that it does not have the NFL Sunday Ticket? You've got you can get all the sports you want other places. Are you going to keep paying the $200 and whatever dollars a month you're paying?
I have no choice. I live off the grid. There is no other television coming to my house. Period. End of story. What am I going to do?
And I
go get Dish TV?
Internet. You can stream.
No, I don't get good internet either, by the way.
Yeah, that is true. Your internet is terrible.
Exactly. So I'm pretty much screwed. I'm having a hard time coping with the loss of Sunday Ticket on DirecTV. Because it really was special to me. And I know it's not going to be the same. Some will say it'll be better. You know, most people live under the glory of great internet that's always reliable and everything else. Not me. Not me. So
I have, I am worried I'm not going to get my 8 screens on one that I have lived on for 20 years of NFL Ticket. Where I can watch all the 8 games. So they've got their mixed channel, their NFL mixed channel, 8 games on one screen. That's what I want on my big screen TV.
Yeah.
And I'm worried I'm not going to have that option with whatever comes next.
Oh, well, we'll just have to adapt and keep moving forward one step at a time, right?
Life will go on.
All right.
I think we'll manage.
Charge is always a pleasure, my friend.
Patriot on Amazon, it's so good.
Well, you got to get those nipple flanges on the cross spreader, you know.
That's right.
To the Borpleson hinge. Got it. All right. See you, buddy.
Bye.
Thanks.
See you.
Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.